When you start thinking, you know, I don't have anything to feel good about right now. I don't have anything to be proud of right now. I just want you to look at the devil some this week when he's telling you you don't have anything and you are not anything. And just only you and the devil will know what this means. Say, it's still a million. It's still a million. One time, come on, y'all better help me preach. I will preach through the Super Bowl if you don't start. And I got real arrogant one time because the church was growing and we had like a holiday weekend and there were only 8,000 people in church. Only 8,000 people in church. And one staff member showed me my million, said, how many people lived in the town you grew up in? It was 6,000. 6,000. And what I needed was to break down my blessings, to break down my bag, and remember, it's still a million. Like, here's what I mean. If God never does anything else for me, he has been so good to me. Let me explain it to you. He canceled my sins. He did not treat me as my sins deserve. No, I'm serious. He gave me a purpose for living. He gave me a hope. He called me. He brought me into the kingdom. He put a crown on me. He gave me 750 million breaths, and I ought to use a few to thank him while I still can. You ought to thank him right now for your million. You ought to thank him right now for your bag. You ought to thank him right now for your blessing. Still a million. It's still a million. Break it down. You got a lot once you start counting it. Come on, let's count to a million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See, when you break it down, it doesn't sound so little anymore. Break down your blessings and then invest it back. Flip the bag. Flip the bag. One becomes two. Two becomes four. See, I found this out, man. Now, we don't have time to do the illustration, but would you rather have $1 million today or a penny today, but I'm going to double it every day for 30 days? So I asked Graham last night, you just know that because it obviously is connected to the illustration because they said a penny. But Graham is 12, so I asked him the question. He thought for a minute. First thing he said, is this a real offer or is this hypothetical? Because how much do I need to think about this? Put it on calculator. So if we do it, and you can probably imagine, the first day that we double it is still not going to be much. It's still going to be like significantly less than $1 million. It's going to be 2 cents. Put on, give it to me. I know we don't really have time, but if you just double it, 0.01 times 2. I did that right? Okay. Times 2, count for me, that's 4. Times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2, times 2. Now it's still only $10.24. But what if you double it and keep doubling it? All discipleship is doubling. All we can do as parents is try to double the values that we think are important imperfectly as we model them before our kids and apologize when we think they're wrong and just try to invest something that has been invested in us. All my mom did raising me was try to take what she had and apply it toward what she saw. And I'll be honest with you. You know, it wasn't much. She would set aside like $15 every week to send me over to Jack Cribb's garage to learn guitar. Before that, my dad would cut Harold Staley's hair to get him to give me a guitar lesson. Because I think at that point it was hard for them to afford the lesson, so it was an exchange. And then my mom dipped pine cones and sold them around holidays, dipped them in scented wax, and then she would sell that, put that money aside, drive me to Jack Cribbs. Jack Cribbs' garage, he would sit on the freezer for the lesson, and you would get the chair. It was a really high class operation there. But that was a good man who taught me beach music. I didn't want to learn beach music, but beach music set the foundation for punk rock. I didn't learn a lot of chords. To this day, I don't know a lot of music theory. I know a little bit, but it's not how many chords you know. It's not how many bags you have. It's not how much education you have. It really isn't. It really isn't. I mean, I promise you, there are educated fools. And there are brilliant idiots. All Billy had to do, because now I've written songs now that God has graced, because one way you flip the bag is you collaborate. And my favorite collaborator in the world is Chris Brown. There's nobody creatively, Beth, that I would rather collaborate with than Chris. And now it's not how many chords I know, it's whether or not that enough people can come together, put their preferences aside, and move something forward. And flip the bag. And flip the bag. It's still a million. I tell you, I don't know that many guitar chords. Well, compared to most of y'all, I'm Mozart. You understand? And if the man with one, if Billy would have just kept on, oh man, well, this is not much. You don't have to stay stuck with what you started with. Look, I'm still going. That's 10,000 now. Still not a million. But we haven't got to 30 yet. And so the enemy, I messed it up. I put 22. All right, I got to start all over. Y'all hang tight for a second. It won't take long. Hold on. If you keep doing, I did it last night with Graham. I promise you, I practiced this. It's hard to talk at the same time. But if he kept doubling it, if it keep doubling it, if I keep doubling it, if I keep doubling it, if I keep showing up, if I keep showing up. Okay, I didn't get much out of church this week. Honestly, I was distracted by pastor's shirt. It was bright, hurt my eyes. But if I keep coming, if I keep coming, if I keep doubling it, touch somebody, say, flip the bag, flip the bag, flip the bag, flip the bag. In 30 days, there we are. We're back at 10,000. Now it's 20. Now it's 41. Oh, now it's getting interesting. Because now I see we started 2 services so we could start 2 campuses. This is not a church growth seminar. I'm trying to get you to think about the time you have, the talent you have, the treasure you have, the friendships you have, the skills you have. Double, double, double. We're almost there. We're almost there. If you would have took the penny, you could have had 5 million, 368,000. $709.12. And you're like, you can keep the change. No, don't keep it. Don't give the... What? Flip it. You saw what we could do with one if we take 12 and do that 30 days. So now, do not allow the devil to diminish the gift God gave you. Do not allow the devil to tell you your best years are behind you. I came to declare your blessed days are still up ahead. Flip that bag. Flip that bag. In the name of Jesus, it is not nothing. It is more than enough. There is a gift inside of you that man did not deposit. It came from the Master. Y'all aren't shouting like people who just found out I've got something eternal down inside of me. So he said, flip the bag. Starts with your belief about God. B-A-G. belief about God. Until you flip that, you will always operate in fear like Billy instead of faith like Freddie. You will always hide what God gave you. The way that the text ends, where you were like, oh, that doesn't sound like my loving, good, good father. Throw him out? Gnashing of teeth? That was his experience of the master that was based on his perception that was not rooted in reality. Do you know how I know? Here's how I know. He said, I knew you were a harsh man. I knew you harvest where you didn't scatter and you reap where you didn't sow. See, he thought God was trying to get something out of him that God didn't put in him. Here's what I know about God. Here's what I believe about God. He never makes a withdrawal where he did not make a deposit. So the proof of God's power and presence and provision in your life is the demand. The demand proves the deposit. It shows you that he trusted you with something. He trusted you with something. I want to trust God, but I got to start understanding he trusted me. Just like you trusted me with your time today by being here, and I take that very seriously, God trusted you with something. How seriously do you take it? God trusted us with the church, and it could have stayed one service. Wouldn't have bothered me much. When I had that dream and I was seeing the church small again, I was like, God, that was fun. Wasn't complicated. I mean, honestly, like, if we didn't double the church, what bothers me about it is you wouldn't be here. And I don't know what you've received through this ministry, but I know it started with a bag. It started with a belief about God. It starts with a belief about your gift. You know, the biggest flip in the passage is just to see, like, that all three of them received something, to see it as a gift. So where the enemy comes and goes, hey, man, that's not enough time to do that. A lot of us, we don't spend time with God because we keep waiting on a week. You might have to catch some time with God in the car, okay? You might have to turn off. I'm going to personalize this message to me. Sirius XM satellite radio, channel 34, Lithium, where they play the 90s music that God likes. But turn off the worship music. And sometimes you'd be like, this is all the time I'm going to have today to breathe. When I was in college, I remember I used to go in the bathroom sometimes between classes and just go in like a stall and just try to take 3 to 5 minutes because I wasn't a morning person, so I was asleep right up to class and I didn't get my time with God then. So then the devil would be like, oh, you didn't spend time with God. He's not going to bless you today. I'd be like, I'll meet God in the bathroom. God will meet me right in there in that stall. And so to stay in a scarcity mindset is the enemy's objective, to get you to think about all the things that other people have. And to be honest with you, it's going to go psychological as well. You're going to start to feel like, well, I'm just a messed up person. That's the problem. I'm just not one of these good people. I'm just not one of these stable people. I'm crazy. I was raised by crazy. I was raised by third generation crazy. Crazy came before crazy begot crazy begot crazy begot me. And if that's going on in your mind too, you will hide what is his. You will hide what is his. So what I mean is, when we live afraid and when we don't double what we've been given, not only do others miss out, but we end up in a place of darkness and isolation, wondering what we could have done with one bag. So I want to say to you that as I look over my life today, I think I've done a lot with what God gave me. And yet, there comes a point where all of us must decide, do we want to double it again? Or should we stay in a scared place or a scarce place?
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.